Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight for just a few minutes on we need rain. We need rain. Amen. David here in the first verse, he says, my soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. Amen. David was in a dry place. Amen. David was in a dry place. I've told you before, I've preached a lot about rain, and water seems like it's one of my themes, I guess. But you've heard me say, you've heard others say, you studied in school, that we must have rain to survive. We must have water to survive. Amen. We must have these showers. We must have this time. For whenever there is no rain, there is no life. Amen. When rain ceases to fall from heaven and flood the ground and refresh the ground, there is times of dryness. There's droughts that come about. If the rain stays away long enough, amen, droughts come. And that, we know that from last summer. It was a very dry summer last summer. And it seemed like my grass never did get green. It never did grow very much. I didn't have to mow it so much, so it didn't really matter a whole lot to me. But it was getting so dry that even when you'd walk across it, it turned to dust. It was just dry. It was a dry place. And there's times physically when we find ourselves in droughts. But oh, there's times in the spiritual, amen, whenever we come across dry places and we walk through dry places. Amen. There's times in our spiritual walk when we're not on the mountaintop enjoying the blessings. Amen. But we have to walk through the valley. And it seems like those valleys are so dark and they're so dreary and they're so, and many times dry. But I've come to preach to you tonight that we need some rain. I know we've been having good services around here and I'm thankful for it. But oh, my friend, tonight, amen, there's some individuals I feel like that's come to the Highway of Holiness on Wednesday night that you absolutely need for God to rain His blessings upon you. Amen. This past Sunday, in the physical, we had a tremendous amount of rain that fall on this area, and it looks like it's coming again tomorrow. We're having another big rain that's coming. So we can say physically, right now, we're doing all right. We've got plenty of precipitation in the air, but there's individuals in the spiritual. Though the rain may be falling right in the midst of the saints of God, there are those that walk among us. Amen. It doesn't seem like whenever the rain's been falling on everybody else that it's been falling on you, and you need for God to bring you refreshing. You come to this Wednesday night service. You've been in a desert land all week at your job. Amen. You're around filth and garbage of this world. You know what you need when you come into the house of God tonight? Amen. You need for God to rain down His blessing and His power upon you again. Amen. You've been in a dry place, but friend, I want you to know in this service tonight, amen, if you'll open up your heart toward heaven, God's going to rain on your soul. Amen. A rain of revival, a rain of refreshing like you haven't felt for a while. Amen. What happens whenever it gets dry? Things die. Amen. Spiritually, whenever it gets dry, sad to say it, there's people that die. Amen. There's individuals that have went through such dry times, amen, that they have spiritually died. Amen. Some of it was because of their own choosing. You know, there was a place, and I read it here just a few weeks ago. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 2. Amen. The Bible said that the Lord told the children of Israel, amen, He told the heavens, be astonished, O heavens. Amen. And He was talking there, be amazed at what's happening. And He said, be very desolate or be very dry. Why? Because the children of Israel was in a backslidden state. Friend, if you're going through a dry time, now every dry time that comes doesn't mean we're going through it because we sinned or something, but there's times whenever we're going through something spiritually that we can't feel God like we did, it's time to take an inventory and see what the cause of the drought is. Is it of our own makings and our own doings? Oh, there's been times in my life whenever I haven't felt God like I wanted to. Why? Because I wasn't walking as close to Him as I should have been. Amen. There was things that had crept up in my life that was keeping the blessings of God falling. There was sin in my life that was acting as an umbrella while He was falling on others. Amen. I was
not receiving the blessings. It wasn't until I got rid of the problem and threw down that umbrella and threw everyone was hindering me from the blessings of God that's when the rain began to fall. If you're in a dry time tonight, amen, and you're needing the rain of heaven, I encourage you to check your heart, amen, check your soul, see what might be hindering you from the move of God. Is it your own pride? Is it your own, is it the things that rise up and while the power of God and the blessings of God fall, you're saying, oh, I can't act like that. I can't get in like Brother Mike gets in. I can't get in like Brother Dennis gets in. I can't get in like some of these good sisters do when the Spirit of God gets moving. Amen. You need to take inventory of that, my friend. Amen. That may be the very thing that's keeping you from the blessings of God. Amen. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't let selfish pride get in the way when God's trying to rain His power on you. Amen. Surrender yourself to God and say, however, whenever, and whatever you want me to do, God, whatever it takes for the power of God to follow me, that's what I want. Right. Amen. Dry places. Okay. Amen. Whenever dry places, we get to find ourselves in droughts spiritually. People die, and for the sake of homiletics, parishes die, or churches. Amen. Amen. There has been churches that have absolutely been in a spiritual drought so long that they are dead. Why? Because they got their own agenda. They got their own plan. And they got their own thing going. And no room for God to fall in their midst. Whenever our program supersedes God's program, and we've got this thing so cut and dry that He can't rain upon us, we find ourselves in trouble. Amen. And I know that doesn't apply to here tonight, but let me preach to the tape minister for a little while. Amen. Your church, so you come to the house of God, and it has to be this and this and this. Amen. You've got this amount of time to sing, and you've got this amount of time to preach. Amen. I was at one particular place, and the pastor laid out the whole program for us. Amen. I felt like asking him, brother, amen, did you ever plan a time when the Holy Ghost might come and move on us in this service? Amen. But I didn't. I just kept my mouth shut, knowing that I want you to know, why does it get so dry? Because we never never have an atmosphere for God to move in. If we're trying to promote our own program and our own agenda and what we want to do and what we want to say, and we can't have anything like this. Friend, I want you to know that's when dry times come. God can't move in a place where He's not welcome. The Holy Ghost doesn't have liberty to move wherever He's not welcome. Amen. We must make sure that we are not the cause of our own drought. Amen. People die. Amen. Churches die. And the thing most common that seems to not to exist anymore whenever droughts come is our praises. Oh, oh, how praise suffers through dry times. Oh, how praise. Did you know that's why we've come here tonight? We've come to worship God. Amen. We've come to praise Him. I know some folks say that their main reason for coming is just so they can have more information, amen, to keep the telephone wires hot during the remaining part of the week until Saturday and Sunday gets here. I know that's why some folks come. I know some folks come just so they can, amen, have Brother Collins for dinner tomorrow and the rest of the week because of what he preached on tonight. But friend, I want you to know, it ought not be that way. Amen, when we come to the house of God, we ought to come with one thing on our mind, and that is praise and worship unto God. Amen. Young folks, listen to me. Amen. I appreciate fellowship. And I appreciate when we come to the house of God getting to talk. Amen. With our brothers and sisters and our friends. Oh, it's a wonderful time. Amen. But if your fellowship, amen, is more important to you at God's house than His fellowship, there's something wrong. Amen. When we come church time, amen, quit the talking. Quit the passing the notes. Quit the wandering around. It's time to gather into God's house and worship God's name and let God have His way. That's why we're here. You know why you're going through a spiritual time? Amen. In your spiritual life, I'll tell you why. Amen. You cannot get your mind on God when you're in God's house. Amen. This is the time we worship. This is the time we praise. Amen. And if you're busy doing other things, amen, God will pass you by. And while on others, He's raining out His blessings. Amen. You'll sit back and wonder, why in the world am I not feeling nothing? Why in the world can I feel God? I'll tell you why. Amen. You got your mind on other things. You got your mind on school tomorrow. You got your mind on work tomorrow. You got your mind on where you're going to stop on the way home. Amen. You got your mind on a million other things other than God and His presence and His power and His worship. Friend, I want you to know, whenever we go through dry times, amen, one of the things that suffers is our praise. Amen. And whenever you don't praise Him, you will have a drought. Because He inhabits the praises of His people. Amen. When you don't praise Him, when you don't worship Him, amen, you will cease to have the blessings of God on your life. He inhabits the praises of His people. Amen. He inhabits the praises of His people. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. When we come into His house, how did He come? Say to come. He said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Oh, I want you to know, amen, the reason why we need to praise Him tonight is that He may pour out His blessing upon us. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful on this Wednesday night in this service right here, amen, that some folks got so concerned about praising and worshiping God that they forgot about the time, they forgot about everything that was going on, and said, Lord, we've made the effort to be at Your house tonight. I think I'll praise You a little bit. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going through a dry time? Probably the key to your victory is just saying, I give You praise, Lord. Yeah. Amen. What does the Bible say in Psalm 33? It says this, amen, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp, sing unto Him with the psaltery and instruments of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. Amen. Did you catch why He said to praise Him? Amen. Because the word of the Lord is truth. Amen. I want you to know, some of the best services I've been in was not during the song service when the power of God fell. It's when the man of God preached the holy, anointed word of God. Amen. And the power of God sealed that service. Amen. Put His stamp of approval on the preaching of the word of God, and the power of God fell. Amen. And we had a wonderful time. Amen. I can go through many services I've been in when the preacher was preaching. Amen. And God anointed him in such a marvelous way that the power of God was ushered into that service, and people were saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and things happened. Healings took place. Why? God honored His word. Amen. With the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Didn't it say of the disciples that they preached the word, and His word was confirmed with signs following? Amen. Oh, that's for Him. Oh, that's what I'm looking for. Anytime I preach the gospel, amen, I know it doesn't always happen, but oh, I'm looking for God to confirm His word with signs following. Amen. Sunday night, I was doing my best to preach a little message over at Jeff Metcalf's in Mainville, Ohio. Amen. You know what God did for me Sunday night? Amen. I wasn't expecting it. I don't think anybody else was. But there at the altar call, amen, God crowned that place with His power, with His glory. Amen. The folks were seeking God. Amen. The power of God fell in an older gentleman. I thought he got it, but he said he didn't really feel like he did. He's praying through to the Holy Ghost. Friend, why? God was sending His word, His power, and His spirit to confirm His word. We need to worship Him tonight. We need to praise Him. We need to magnify Him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What does Ezekiel say? Ezekiel 34. Hallelujah. Let me find it. Didn't have time to mark it. Ezekiel 34. Hallelujah. Verse number 26. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in His season. I think it's high time. I think it's the season for rain at the Highway of Holiness. There shall be showers of blessing. How does that feel? I think it's mercy drops falling. I don't know what you're going through tonight in this service. I don't know what problem you have brought to the highway of holiness tonight. But listen to this young preacher as I tell you. There shall be showers of blessing. Amen. It may be dry for you right now. And it may seem like you've been in the desert for a long time. But hold on, my friend. There's rain coming. I almost feel like Elijah. What's that I hear in the distance? I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Amen. Hold on to God, my friend. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I feel like I'm preaching to somebody. Amen. You're going through a dry time and trouble and trial, and you don't even understand why you're going through it. Oh, I've come to tell you tonight, hold on to God. Amen. That dry season only lasts for a short while. Amen. Soon the seasons will change. Amen. Spring times are coming. Amen. The rain times are coming. The rainy season's coming. Amen. You may endure weeping for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. Amen. There's going to be a time of refreshing. There's going to be a time of reviving. If you can hold on just a little bit longer, amen, there's going to come a sweet oasis in the middle of your desert, and you're going to be able to enjoy the blessings of God. But hold on. Amen. There's dry times. Amen. There's dry seasons. But there shall be showers of blessing. Amen. You know what this service may be? Amen. This may be the very service when God rains down from heaven His Holy Ghost power and brings you right out of that valley you've been in for a while. Amen. This may be the very night, amen, that you get to walk out of that valley and lift your hands and praise the Lord. Amen. Not going to let Satan get you down anymore, friend. Amen. Look up, for your redemption's going now. Amen. This may be tonight. This may be the night. Well, it can't be, Brother Dennis. Why? Well, it's Wednesday night, and you know Wednesday night, amen, those services aren't as good as Sunday night. Maybe if you changed your attitude a little bit, it wouldn't be. Don't put God in your little box and say it has to be this way and that way, and this person has to be up, and this has to be happening. Amen.